cut down and I'm lifted up. I feel love when I'm in harvest. What assembly?
Welcome to Harvest Word Assembly.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, so the title of today's sermon that the Lord has laid in my heart to share with you. My name is Pastor Igotone Mukoro. I'm a pastor at Harvest Assembly. And I'll be sharing today a title called Blessed to Be a Blessing. Blessed to Be a Blessing. And I'll just start with this introduction. We are in a time where the blessing seems to be the only thing that stands people out. We're in a time where the blessing makes the difference. We're in a time where people, I saw someone sent me something on social media where it was reported that in India they're throwing their gods away because they're depending on them to help them concerning the virus, and they prayed, you know, it didn't work out and all that. So we're in a time where people are looking at who is the real God? Do miracles work? Are there signs and wonders? Is this thing real? And so the blessing is what separates men from boys, what separates religion, you know, there's something unique about the blessing. So today I'm going to be sharing with us, blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. So I'm going to start by saying, what is blessing? What's a blessing? So checking dictionary, I just have a couple of definitions here talking about what the blessing is. And so I'm going to start by saying, blessing is some kind of divine and supernatural aid. Some kind of divine or supernatural aid or reward. Praise God. If you have your notepad, whether on your phone or whether your tab or whether it's or your writing material, make sure you are just taking notes. But if you would like to go back and listen to this message, it will be very, very important, because I'm going to be breaking down some things, and this is going to define our month and our weeks coming. So what's blessing? Some kind of divine or supernatural aid or reward. Also, blessing means a pronouncement invoking divine aid. A pronouncement invoking divine aid. Blessing is also the act of declaring or bestowing favor or approval. The act of declaring or bestowing favor or approval. So I got that from the dictionary. I also got this. Blessing means to confer prosperity or happiness upon someone or a thing. You see, a thing can also be blessed. A person can be blessed. You know, so this one says to confer prosperity or happiness upon someone or a thing. But you know, I looked at those definitions of blessing. They were fantastic. It proves the point. But I want to just share my own definition of what blessing is. Blessing is a divine, intangible virtue upon a person or a thing that brings increase, expansion, or progress that is noticeable by all. I'll say it again. Blessing is a divine, intangible virtue upon a person or a thing that brings increase, that brings expansion or progress that is noticeable by all. I'll say it one more time. Blessing is a divine, intangible virtue upon a person or a thing that brings increase, that brings expansion, that brings progress, that is noticeable by all. Praise the Lord. So when you look at scripture that says, and the Lord was with Joseph and he was blessed. He was in the prison, yet they say he was blessed and he stood up. What was so unique? It was an intangible virtue. You can't place a hold of it. For some people, it can come in terms of alert, marriages, a brand new phone, a promotion letter. It can just be for ministers. It's just the way you preach, the way you teach. It can be answers to prayer. You can't lay hold on it. You can't say this is it only. So it's intangible virtue upon a person or a thing that brings increase, expansion, or progress that is noticeable by all. Now, what is the antonym of blessing? What is the antonym of blessing? The antonym of blessing is the curse. Is a curse. And so, I want to say something quickly about the issue of the curse. And that's, we're going to look at a scripture, and that scripture is Galatians. When we look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Praise God. So the antonym of blessing is cursed. So I'm laying this foundation because a lot of people are struggling with even the blessing dimension. You know, we have, especially in this part of the world, Africa to precise, Nigeria, irrespective of your tribe, we are cursed-minded. And so you see people who are born again, who love God, they have been in church, they sing in the choir, you know, what have you. Even some ministers of the gospel still have some cursed mentality. But this scripture just settles a lot of things. It says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? They are non-Jews. Through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So when you look at that scripture, you begin to see that you are blessed. And so when we consider scriptures like Genesis 1:28, a popular scripture, he said, and God blessed Adam and said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion on the earth. You see, so that first scripture is what unbelievers are using to prosper. That's the first one that unbelievers are using. So by just being a human being, you are blessed. You are blessed. God pronounced the blessing after he created man. But also when you look at Genesis 12, 1-3, we'll also go there very soon, where God was talking to Abraham, which is where the scripture was talking about. He said, and God blessed Abraham. God, he said, I will make your name great. Through you, nations will be blessed. And we have the seed of Abraham. We have a blessed Gentiles through Jesus Christ. So that's the second reason why you are blessed. You are blessed because God blessed mankind and said, be fruitful. Fruitful, multiply. That's why unbelievers will do things and they will succeed. And unbelievers don't tithe. Yes, you are. Because God has blessed mankind already. But also, when you look at Genesis chapter 12, 1 to 3, God blessed Abraham. That's why the Israelites, the Jews, are very, very phenomenal in business, whether they're in America, or whether they're in Europe, or even the nation of Israel. They are very successful. But when you come to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, Paul begins to explain to us, say, we are blessed in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are blessed in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So these three anchor scriptures settles the fact that you are not cursed. You are blessed. And so I want to establish it, settle it in your heart, in your mind, and your life forever that you are blessed. Praise God. Praise God. I've been born again for 15 years now. To God be the glory. And one thing that God has helped me in my foundation years, and also this ministry has also been a fantastic blessing. If you're online and you want to be part of this ministry is a ministry to be part of. Praise God. Praise God. So I'm saying that one thing that the foundation that the Lord has helped me to understand is I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I know in this part of the world we say, there are foundation problems, there's marital delay, there's this, there's that, there's that. If you do not settle on that scripture, you can't be helped. I read it again. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. From the curse of the law. And what is the curse of the law? We can go to Deuteronomy 28. Because of our time, you will see the first part talks about the blessing. Later part talks about the curse. You are cursed with this. You are cursed with being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. And Jesus Christ took your place. Last month, we celebrated the Easter period where Jesus died for us and resurrected. That's the blessing. And the blessing of Abraham, like we'll see now when we go to Genesis, the blessing of Abraham was talking about, you know, prosperity on all levels. Prosperity on all levels. Praise God. Praise God. He said, through the promise. So I want you to say where you are, I am blessed. Oh, that's not loud enough. Say, I am blessed. You can type it if you're on Mixlr, you're on Facebook, if you're on Zoom. Just type, I am blessed. I am blessed. Say it out loud. I am blessed. I am blessed. Say, I am blessed. See, if this is the only thing you take from today's message, it's okay. It's fine. Because you need to know that you are blessed. Christ has redeemed you from the... You can, He has settled the issue of the cost. So because you can't be a blessing if you don't understand you are blessed. And that's why I've taken you through all that. So like I define, blessing is a divine intangible virtue upon a person. That is you. That is you. You listening to me. You watching me now. That divine intangible virtue is upon you through Jesus Christ. Abraham, the one who blessed Adam, is upon you because that's what the Bible says. And so this blessing upon you will bring increase. Oh, listen to me. There's somebody are listening to me here. Increase is coming your way in what you do in Jesus' name. You can say loud amen where you are. There's somebody, an expansion is coming to you where you are now in the name of Jesus. Also, there's somebody here, progress. I mean, stagnancy is a curse. And so the Bible says you have been redeemed from the curse, including stagnancy, including delay. Listen to me, progress is coming your way because you are blessed. Can you shout where you are? I am blessed. I am blessed. Type where you are and say, I am blessed. Now, I wrote here, that is noticeable by all. There is no blessing. See, you are not really blessed till people see it. You are not really blessed till people see it. You are not really blessed till people see it. And so, even as simple as something as salvation, I gave my life to Christ, and even the greatest miracle is being born again. That's the greatest miracle. And so even as intangible and as invisible as that is, people see the change in your character. The lust for sin goes. The desire to do wrong goes because your nature has changed. So I am saying the blessing is very important, and you are blessed. And you are blessed. I've taken 15 minutes to just establish the fact that you are blessed. Oh, don't mind the gossip in the office. Don't mind what they told you. Don't mind, you can't make progress. See, irrespective third class, 2-1, you're a dropout, you are blessed. Abraham didn't go to school. Have you noticed it? He didn't go to school. He didn't go to school. This blessing doesn't need your CV. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. I'm saying it over and over again. So it rings in your subconscious. Because we are seeing news that the economy is going down and things like that. It doesn't matter. In famine, Isaac sold the land and reaped a hundredfold. That is the lineage we come from. Jesus, 5,000, say, what would they eat? Say, we don't know. And the bread multiplied. Listen to me. Scarcity in your house ends now in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And so we want to look at the scripture, which I said we're going to go into. Praise God. We're going to look at the scripture in Genesis chapter 12. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, it says, praise God, praise the Lord. It says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 12, 1 to 3, it says that, and God, now the Lord has said to Abraham, get thee out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now, I want us to take a closer look at the blessing. And that is the crux of today's message. The title is Blessed to be a Blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. Now look at it critically. It says, now the Lord had said to Abraham, now we have established from Galatians 3 that God was talking to us. So let's put our name inside. Now the Lord had said to Igotome, get thee out from your country and from your kindred and from your father's house. This can talk about the fact that you are now moved from darkness to light. Unto a land I will show thee, and I will make of you, Igotome, a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and you shall be a blessing. And you shall be a blessing. And you shall be a blessing. Praise God. And you shall be a blessing. Listen, the Israelites were more concerned about being blessed than being a blessing. The Israelites were being more concerned about being blessed than being a blessing. And God had a problem with that. And so we're going to read a lot of scriptures now. We'll just run through. And I will show you how God was trying to emphasize. See, this mindset also entered the New Testament. And so when we look at Acts chapter 1 verse 8, we'll get there very soon, where Jesus was about to go, and he said, you know, where they asked him, okay, when will you come back? He said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and all that. You know, in Acts 1 8, he said, you shall be witness unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and also the uttermost part of the earth. Now, from Acts 1 that Jesus said that statement, to Acts 2, to Acts 3, to Acts 4, to Acts 5, to Acts 6, to Acts, actually, this church historian says that Acts 1 to Acts 8 was a period of 8 years. For 8 years, the apostles and disciples, they were just staying in Jerusalem. They thought it was for the Jews. Even when God would speak to Peter to go and preach to Cornelius, it was like, okay, you know, till it came to him. Even at that, after the council, God would still have to raise a radical called Apostle Paul to go forward. I mean, even the apostles, the disciples that Jesus clearly said in Acts 1:8, had a problem that the gospel was not for them. I'm heading somewhere with this message. Listen, the blessing that you are blessed with is not for you. It is not for you. It's not for you alone. Your creativity, that idea, that book, that song is not for you. It's not for you. That promotion in your office is not for you alone. Yes, you have shared it on Sunday. But God is saying, I allow them to promote you. That thing happened for a reason. You are married for a reason. Let me just say some things. If you are writing, listen to this. The focus of Abraham's children, Jews and Christians alike, is more on being blessed than being a blessing. Yeah, I say it again. The focus of Abraham's children, Jews and Christians alike, is more on being blessed than being a blessing. Yes. And I'm going to show you scriptures now. Number two, there is a more bigger purpose than being blessed. But rather to be a blessing to others and to nations. See, there's a bigger purpose than, I'm blessed. I shared that. Oh, I got this thing. You know, no. The bigger purpose is you to be a blessing to others. You being a blessing to nations. Oh, let me just digress. I'm getting there, but let me digress. In Harvest World Assembly Ministry, where the Lord, through our senior pastor, we're on a church planting spree. Not for personal aggrandizement. No. For fulfillment of the Great Commission. And I'm a living witness to that expression. People need to hear the gospel. People need to be touched. People need to be blessed. Just in our expression in the Lekki Axis, just in our first year of ministry, over 20 people have come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Our people have been discipled. Tell me how that would have happened if we had just stayed in one spot. That's exactly what happened. And so when things begin to happen, when promotion, when radical things, it's not for you. And so this message today is coming to people who have a cost mentality, which I've addressed. It's coming to people who are already blessed and who are sitting and saying, yeah, I'm blessed. I have 2 cars. Yeah. You know, I'm now the manager of this company. You know, they have increased my salary. See, stop speaking English. It's not for you. It's not for you alone. There's a bigger purpose, and I'll share with you. Number three. Israel were as much oblivious to the second part of the Abrahamic covenant and blessing as today's Christians are about the Great Commission. Let me say it again. Israel were as much oblivious to the second part of the Abrahamic covenant and blessing as today's Christians are oblivious about the Great Commission. The same way the last word of Jesus in Matthew 28, in Mark 16, was go and preach the gospel. The last word of Jesus is the first word that Christians do not obey. When last did you lead somebody to Christ? When last did you tell someone about Jesus Christ? When last were you involved in church planting? When last did you give to missions and evangelism? When last? Praise God. See, this, the blessing, Jesus the ultimate blessing was not for us to just dance on Sunday morning. No. It wasn't about self-fellowship Sunday evenings or Saturday evenings. It wasn't about that. It wasn't just to come on Mixer and Zoom and just click, hey, pastor, you preach well. Hey, I love this message. No. The blessing was for nations. And very quickly, I'm going to take you through a journey now as we look at scriptures. And so we're going to look at the next scripture, which is Genesis 18:18. I read a couple of scriptures for us. And so if we look at Genesis 18:18, it says, saying that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation,
And all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Look at the first scripture I'm sharing with you. God was saying, all nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. So, see, the Israelites did not understand. They thought, seed of Abraham, we are blessed. No, it wasn't about them. Let's look at the next scripture. Genesis 28, verse 14. Genesis 28, verse 14. It says, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Actually, as I was preparing for this message, this was the prophetic word God gave me for this house. Oh Lord, I decree over Harvest Word Assembly, to everybody involved, whether our online members those join us for the first time, from our senior pastor to everybody, this is our portion in Jesus' name. Lord, we spread to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south, in the name of Jesus. So when you look at the scripture, Genesis 28, you see that God was not talking about Abraham and his family. No, no, no. He said you will spread to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west. Through you, all families will be blessed. That book that is trying for you to come. Oh, write that book. I don't know how we'll go about it. ISBN number. This album, I don't know. Go and write it. It's not for you alone. Let's go to the next scripture. Malachi 1:11. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. You see it again. He's talking about his name being great. And in every place, incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, says the Lord. So God is saying, I want my name to be greater. I want my name to be greater. I want my name to be great. Oh, somebody listen to me. So let's go to Psalm 67 verse 7. Next scripture. We're going to read a lot of scriptures today. Praise God. Psalm 67 verse 7. Look at it. It's actually a short read, but because of our time. He says, God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Oh, my brother, my sister. How come your promotion, even your village, they don't even fear him? They don't come to know him. Your village. How come your neighbors don't know? How come? Listen, that promotion, that blessing, that car, that increase, the marriage, the promotion letter, the ideas, the new level, your prayer life, your intercession is not for you. God shall bless us spiritually, materially, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Praise God. I'm not done. Now go look at Isaiah 49 verse 6. Isaiah 49 verse 6 said, and he said, it is a lighting that you should as be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. And I'll also give thee for a light to the Gentiles that you may be my salvation unto the ends of the earth. Oh, glory to God. See Jesus, see God speaking through his prophet in all scripture. I've gone through Genesis, Malachi, Psalm, now in Isaiah. God was saying it was about the salvation going to the ends of the earth, about the Gentiles, about restoration of people. That is why. Now let's come to the New Testament. Acts chapter 3 verse 25. He says, ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. This is Peter referring to what was said in the Old Testament. And he's saying it again in the New Testament. That saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed, we are the seed of Abraham. I've taken you to that journey in Galatians 3, 13 to 14. We are blessed. He says, shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at one more scripture. Galatians 3:8. Please, if you're writing, pen the scriptures down, because I want to provoke you to be a blessing. We talk about the Islamic agenda. How about the Great Commission? We were the first to have an agenda. Look at Galatians 3:8. Galatians 3:8. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the hating through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, indeed. Now, Abraham is no more. We are representing Abraham. Saying, in you, Funke, shall all nations be blessed. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Then last scripture, Acts 1:8. Then we'll go back to our notes. But you shall receive power. Oh, this is for our spiritual brothers and spiritual sisters, the ministers of God, those who pray at night, those who see visions, who see angels, who just enter new realms in the prophetic and in the spirit. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, after you have fasted, waited on God, and you shall be witness. Oh, brothers and sisters, all that anointing Sunday service, all that prophetic word, how come it just ends in your bedroom? Haba. Haba, you shall be witness unto me in Jerusalem. Start from your street. Start from your office. Have you preached to the security man there? Have you been a blessing to someone in your estate street? And in Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost part of the earth. I tell you that the ministry, Harvest Word Assembly, oh, we are fulfilling this mandate. We have started to fulfill this mandate. The Lord has helped us. Oh, 6 years in ministry in Maryland, our headquarter church. And we have an expression in Lekki. And now, June 6th, we are launching in a church in Bagada. And let me tell you, that's not all. That's not all. But I leave that to our senior pastor to talk about that. That's not all. We are fulfilling scriptures. And listen to me, you can't move forcefully with the Great Commission. You can't move forcefully with a purpose mindset of being a blessing. And God will not embarrass you some more. Praise God. Praise God. Let's go back to what I was sharing. I shared with you the focus of Abraham. Let's go to the fourth point. In numerous scriptures, as we have read, God was reminding Israel that the covenant was not just about them, but about the peoples of the earth. Hear me, hear me. I want you to hear me. I want to disabuse that thing of it's about me. It's not about you. It has never been about you. It has never been about you. It has never been about you. It was about Jesus. It was about God's purpose. It's about God's love. It wasn't about you. In numerous scriptures, God was reminding Israel that the covenant was not just about them, but about people. I've read the scriptures to you. Point number five. Unlike Israel and today's Christians, you focus on the second part of the Abrahamic blessing. It is not only to be blessed, but to be a blessing. Oh, can you shout where I am? I will be a blessing. Type where you are. I will be a blessing. 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 Start where you are. Start where you are. Start where you are. Be a blessing. You have been stingy all this while. Where has he brought you to now? You have been stingy all this while. You have calculated with your calculator. Where has he brought you to? Are you not seeing food stuff is still going up? The economy is getting worse. Can't you try something else? Oh, one scripture that took me to another realm of giving. This was sometime last year. Yeah, sometime last year. I was just meditating on the scripture. And the Lord was saying in my heart that you need to come into some new realms of giving. I said, Lord, what do you mean? And I saw a scripture in Acts where Paul was talking. He said, Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Ah, I saw it. And it came in a new light to me. It's more blessed to give than to receive. And that brought me to new levels in giving. New levels in giving. What other way to be a blessing than to be a giver? Praise God. I've shared about sharing the gospel, but also to be a giver. I want to provoke you today. That the blessing upon you is not for your household. It's not for you. Oh, you are married. Have you said, oh, let me be praying for all the single brothers and single sisters in church? Personal prayer program. Have you? Let's go to the next one. Number six. You are blessed for a purpose. We are to be a blessing, and for those that don't know Jesus, they should know him. Again, I read, you are blessed for a purpose. We are to be a blessing, and to be a blessing for those that don't yet know Jesus, so they know him. The last point, number seven, then I round up. Sometimes the blessing and answers and provisions to the things we are believing for is enriching others to be a blessing to them. Let me say it again. Sometimes that answer to prayer, the blessing we receive, the provision we receive to the things we are believing for, it is for us to reach the unreached, for us to reach others to be a blessing. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. As I round up now, I want to share with you four areas to commit to be a blessing. Four areas to commit to be a blessing. Four areas. Praise God. So, four areas we are going to commit to be a blessing. And so, we are going to look at the first scripture. The first scripture is in Timothy chapter 5. Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. And what does he say in Timothy chapter 5 verse 17? He said, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and in doctrine. Praise God. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Praise the Lord. The first area to commit to be a blessing. No, sorry, let me say this quickly. Before I talk about these four, there are some basics you should be doing. Number one, you must be a tither. You must be a tither. That's number one. You should be giving your offerings. Number two. Next, you should be somebody who honor your father and mother. Because that was the only scripture they took verbatim from the Old Testament and lifted to the New. They didn't change anything. They didn't shift the comma. They didn't add anything. One of the rare scriptures that they took from the Old Testament, they just took it, bam, and put it in the New. Like that. Like that. Honor your father and your mother. Honor your father and mother. Honor them. Honor them. I'm not talking about text message. So, let me just say that first. That number one, you tithe to your local assembly. You tithe. You give offerings. Then also, you honor your father and mother. So, those are, let me just lay that foundation before we say, So, that's that. But now, what's the first area to commit to be a blessing? Number one, God's men. If you're writing, write it down. God's men. God's men. Now, if you read the script, if you do a study concerning honor, the only time double was put with honor, where you see double honor, was referring to men of God. Yes. Was referring to men of God. Actually, it's just that, you know, I would have loved to share those different versions of the Bible. But this particular scripture, if you look at others, it was referring to financial something. Financial material things. The first area to commit to be a blessing is to God's men. God's men. Pastors, ministers of the gospels, missionaries, God's men, God's men. And I've given you the scripture. Let me read it one more time. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. What do pastors do? They just share revelation. They hold the mic. They teach. Who cannot? When I'm in my room, so I read the Bible, it's okay. We are looking for pastors in Harvest World. You can send a WhatsApp. You can send a text. We can pray and consider you. So you can pastor a branch. Praise God. Then you'll see how the preaching is. Listen to me. God's man is an area you commit to blessing. Number two, area to commit to be a blessing is God's house. Is God's house. Somebody say God's house. Is God's house. Praise God. Praise the Lord. He is God's house. And so we look at 2 Chronicles 6, 7 to 8. Now it was in the heart of David my father to build an house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. But the Lord said to David my father, for as much as it was in thy heart to build an house for my name, thou did well in that it was in your heart.
Thank you. It's David. I'm talking about David in the Bible.
Now, it was in the heart of David, my father, to build an house. This was Solomon talking. For the name of the Lord, David was passionate. David was passionate about the house of God. He said, how can I build God's house? But the Lord said to David, my father, for as much as it was in thy house to build an house for my name, you did well in that it was in your heart. Praise the Lord. The second area to commit to being a blessing is God's house. Someone say God's house. And when I say God's house, I'm referring to church. Yes, church. I know somebody is saying, but pastor, God does not dwell in buildings anymore. He dwells in the inner temple of the human being. I know. You are correct. Your theology is correct. But I'm talking about God's house, the church. Praise God. Harvest Word Assembly. We are on a church planting spree. The Lekki expression has been established. We have celebrated 1 year. Glory be to God. We are about to launch our Bagada expression. And from there, we are going to other levels. Listen to me. You have to be part of the church planting drive. Don't wait till they say the announcement. No. Commit to it. Listen. Commit to it. Commit prayerfully and financially. Prayerfully and financially, no matter how small. Area to commit to be a blessing, God's house. Number three, praise God. Number three scripture that we're going to look at is Mark 6:15. Mark 6:15. And in Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The third area to commit to being a blessing is God's heart. Someone say God's heart. God's heart. We have talked about God's men, that's pastors. God's house, that's the church. God's heart. Evangelism and missions. Soul winning. Oh, Pastor Benga Shafe, our senior pastor, was sharing with me that we're about to go in the Maryland church, Maryland Expression, that we're about to go on an outreach around Maryland. Outreach around them. Listen to me, you have to be part of it. That's not the time you're, okay, they didn't give me leave, I'm not available, I can't give, I can't pray. You can't pray, you can't give, you can't go. What are you not doing now? And you're saying God should bless you more. For what now? For what? I've already established that. For what? Why should God bless you more? You didn't give. You didn't pray. You didn't go. What are we going to do? Those are the three things. Listen, let me say this again. As regards missions, evangelism, soul winning, there are three things you must be involved in. Out of these three, at least do two. At least do two. Don't say, let me do one. No, do two. You must go. You must give. You must pray. You must go. You must give. You must go. Then you must pray. If you are not going because you are busy, send, give towards it. Give towards it. Then pray. Pray for those who are going. He said, pray the Lord of the harvest. Eh? You must pray about it. All of us can pray, so it's not an issue. You don't need to be busy. Great. Even though it's 5 minutes, Lord, I pray for souls. I pray for... See, you have to be part of it. So number one is God's man. Number two is God's house. Number three is God's heart. What is God's heart? Empty. God's only heart is souls to be saved. The Bible says, it's not his will that any perish, but that all come to the saving knowledge. Even the death of the wicked, God is not happy. God is not happy with the death of the wicked. The Bible says, the reason why he has not come, he's waiting for the precious fruit of the earth. Jesus is waiting. He said, how many people hear about me? I can't come. Listen to me. Let me give you statistics. Statistics. There are 7 billion people on the earth. Only 3 billion are Christians. 3 Christians. Forget whether they are of any denomination. 3 billion have not heard the gospel one clear time. There are over 17,000 unreached people groups. Let me not go there. Because I'm passionate about evangelism, but let me not go there. Listen, first area to commit is God's men. 2, God's house. 3, God's heart. Last scripture we are going to look at. What is the last point you are supposed to commit in? We are going to look at Psalms 112, verse 9 to 10. He had dispersed, he had given to the poor, his righteousness endured forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Listen to me. 4 areas to commit to be a blessing. Number 4, God's list. God's list. L-E-A-S-T. God's list. God's list are the widows, are the orphans, and the poor. Listen to me. God's list are the widows, the orphans, and the poor. There are numerous scriptures that talk about God's passion. So, his scripture says, he has dispersed, that he has given, he has scattered. He has given to the poor. They increased your salary 2 times last year. You have not given to any poor person. Eh? Okay, the church is doing an outreach program. Oh, you still give, it's quarter. I pay my tithe, I give my offering. I am talking about the extra, being a blessing to nations. His righteousness endures. See, look at the blessing attached to this. His righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. You are there. You are irrelevant where you are. This is the key. Oh. This is the key. Actually, there's a part of scripture I can't remember now. I think somewhere in Psalm. He says to those who take care of the poor, God will raise him from his bed of sickness. Yes. People who take care of the poor, widows and orphans, they cannot stay sick for long. They cannot stay sick. This is God's word, and he has backed it. His word is above his name. At the mention of the name of every knee shall bow, his word has been proved 7 times. Listen. So number one, God's men. Number 2, God's house. Number 3, God's heart. Number 4, God's list. Widows, orphans, and the poor. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I plan to finish early because I want to lead you in prayer. Praise the Lord. I want to lead you in prayer where you are. And you are going to pray. Because listen to me, between now and end of the month, you will testify. God will bring somebody hearing me to a new realm of blessing. Ha, 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 ha. You didn't hear me. God will bring you to a new realm of blessing based on this word that has come. You are listening to me and you have been touched by this word like, I don't know what touched you. I don't want to touch you. Somebody is hearing me and is repenting that, what have I done? I've not given enough. I've not been a blessing enough. I've not gone enough. I've not, you know what you heard. And I'm going to lead you in prayer now. And we're going to pray for the activation of the blessing. Listen, it's already there. Hey, Lord, bless me. See, Bible says you are already blessed in heavenly places. But why are we not seeing it in the natural? We are going to pray for activations. Number two, we are going to pray and say, Lord, we release the blessing. We release the blessing. You will start by speaking. Then number three, I'm going to lead you in prayer and say, Lord, I surrender to be a blessing. I surrender to be a blessing. Listen to me. Don't be all this social media Christianity that condemns pastors, condemns churches. See, you are either praying or you are gossiping. You are either praying or you are criticizing. You are either praying or sending wrong posts. That is it. Those who pray don't have time to be looking at what people are doing online. No time. You are busy praying. You are busy giving. You are busy talking about Jesus. So I'm going to lead you to prayer. And so, don't forget, you are blessed to be a blessing. You are blessed to be a blessing. You are blessed. There's no cause. Forget the cause issue. You are blessed. And God is saying, Funke, David, Michael, George, he's speaking to you. He's speaking to you. He's speaking to you saying, will you be a blessing to my house? Will you be a blessing concerning the passion of my heart? Will you be a blessing to my servants, to my ambassadors, to my men? Will you be a blessing to the least, the poor, the widows, the orphans? If that is you, you are going to put your hand on your heart or put your hand on your head and you are going to pray. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? I finished early so we can pray. Because this message is a call to service, is a call to action. And if you are a member of the family of Harvest Word Assembly, you are going to be part of the outreach that we are starting out. You are going to be part of the church planting phase and everything that Harvest Word is part of. Because why? We are on a drive to fulfill the Great Commission. You are going to pray, you are going to go, you are going to give. Praise the Lord. Now let's begin to pray. Let's thank the Lord first for this awesome message. Can you just thank the Lord? Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this awesome message. For this awesome message. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for this powerful teaching. Thank you for unveiling truths to me about the blessing. About me blessed. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Just thank the Lord first. Now, thank the Lord for every blessing he has given you. Oh, that beautiful wife. That handsome husband. That beautiful children, that awesome house you just paid for, that house you moved into, the car you got, the promotion letter, the increase in your salary, that new job you got. Can you thank the Lord? Can you thank the Lord? That email you received, that somebody remembered you, blessing in your family, change of story, relocation to another place, whether it's another state or abroad. Can you thank the Lord now? Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, even for keeping that job, people are losing their job. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Can we bless the name of the Lord? Say, Lord, I thank you. Lift up your voice and say, Jesus, I thank you. Jesus, I thank you. Why is Thanksgiving important? Jesus took the bread. He gave thanks. He broke it and he multiplied. Oh, listen. A new realm of blessing comes when you are a Thanksgiving merchant. You give Thanksgiving radically. Thank the Lord where you are. You know what God has done to you. You change your wardrobe. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Even for preserving you, you can't be a blessing if you are in accident, if you are in hospital, if you are sick, you have been in good health, you have not gone to hospital from January to day. Say, Lord, I thank you. 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 For in Jesus' name we pray. Type amen where you are. Type amen where you are. This is a short prayer session of 7 minutes. I want you to key into it. Because why? We are going to activate the neck between now and end of the month. We are going to activate blessings overflow. Blessings overflow. Blessings overflow. Now, the first prayer point we are going to take is say, Lord, Are you listening to me? Say, Lord, I activate the blessing upon my life. I activate the blessing within me. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Lakreto soto. You can pray in the spirit. You can pray in understanding. Say, Lord, I activate the blessing. I activate the blessing. Leku zutu brekedereja. According to your word in Ephesians, I am blessed in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, reko soto. The blessing of Abraham. I am blessed. I am blessed. I activate the blessing. Leku tu zuto brekede sunto. Meku zuto brekizo tu zuto. Leki zuto. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Le produce a kededesh. Latus a leaf. Leki zutubre gizata. Masekerebos. Leki zotos. I am blessed. I activate the blessing. I activate the blessing. I activate the blessing. Call your job. If you have a job, call that job. Call that job. Call your office and say, activate the blessing in my office. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Listen, we're entering a season. There's a shift in the air. There's something in the atmosphere. This prayer is very important. Say, Lord, I activate the blessing. I activate the blessing in my place of work. If you run a business, call your business. Stop complaining. And the economy, what's your business with the economy now? You are the seed of Abraham. Don't you get it? In our lineage, we do not care what happens in the economy. Listen to me. Say, Lord, activate the blessing. I activate the blessing. Le credo soto brakazata. If you are in ministry, call your minister and say, activate the blessing. Le kuzoto zoto. Lord, activate the blessing over my ministry. In the name of Jesus. Rakazata. Are you praying where you are? Are you praying where you are? Le sutopa. Let your hand be on your head, on your heart. Le kuzoto brakata. Liki to zut. Either your belly, your heart, or your head. Put your hand and say, activate the blessing. Activate the blessing. Oh, Pastor Minga taught us one prayer point some months ago. He said, my head shall not lack oil. My head shall not lack oil. My head shall not lack oil. David understood what it means for your head to be anointed with oil. Your cup will run over. Say, Lord, I activate the blessing. I activate the blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. You can go and pray that when the service ends. The second prayer point we're going to pray is this. Lord, I surrender to be a blessing. I surrender to be, I yield. Listen to me, this prayer is very important because as this service ends, even while we are praying, ideas will drop on who you should be a blessing to or what you should be part of. Either the evangelism drive, outreach drive, church planting drive, you know, something will just drop. Me may even be a family member that your cousin uncle, or maybe pay someone's school fees. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Lord, I yield to be a blessing. I yield to be a blessing. I surrender to be a blessing. I yield myself as a vessel. Lekuzo tobra kasata. Rekuzo. Nations will be blessed through me. Nations will be blessed through me. The blessing is not for me. I yield to be a blessing. I yield to be a blessing. Oh, blessing will flow through my lips in prayer. Blessing will flow through my hands. True blessing. Blessing will flow. Blessing will flow. Blessing will flow. I yield and surrender to be a blessing. I yield and surrender to be a blessing. I yield and surrender to be a blessing. Le kosoto brigade sutopa. Liko sutopa kadi. Lusutopa. I yield and I surrender to being a blessing. I yield and surrender to being a blessing. Le sutopa. Like tosu. Reke soto. To my family. To my compound. To my street. To my city. To my nation. To nations of the earth. Open your mouth and pray. Le kuzutu brigade. Lo soto pakazito. I yield myself. I surrender to being a blessing. I surrender. Lord, I'm blessed already and I'm a blessing. I'm a blessing through evangelism, through prayers, through giving, through service. True service. Le suto brakata. Like tozu. Rako to break ne. Liku tozu. In Jesus' name we have prayed. The last prayer point we're going to pray is, Lord, I release the blessing. I release the blessing. I release the blessing. Ha! Can you pray that now? In 2 minutes. Say, Lord, I release the blessing. I release the blessing over my life. I release the blessing over my family. I release the blessing over my business. See, you release blessings through words. You activate through words. You pronounce through words. And God blessed Adam. How? Through words. God blessed Abraham. How? Through words. The Bible says, and Jesus spoke to them, receive ye the Holy Ghost through words. Speak, speak, speak. I release the blessing. I release the blessing. Call your spouse, call your children, call your school, call your ministry, call your business, call your job, call your boss, call and say, I release the blessing. I release the blessing. Now call it upon this month, the month of May, the next 20 days, the next 19 days. I release the blessing. 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 Oh Lord Sotoso, Lord, I've activated the blessing over my life. Reke Zoto, my head does not lack oil. Liku Zutu Brekete Zuto, I've surrendered to be a blessing to my generation, to nation. Now, Lord, I release the blessing. 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 30 seconds more. 30 seconds more. Pray. Reko Zoto Brakazata. Leku Zoto Brekezito. Rake Zoto Bakadi. Leku Zoto Braka. Liki to Zutopa. Neki Zoto Baka. Leke Zoto. Reki Zoto Pati. Zutupata. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Lift up your hands where you are. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have brought us to a season in this ministry. Prophetically, there's something in the atmosphere. When men say there's a casting down, you say there's lifting up. Lord, we have never been limited by economy. If our father Abraham was not limited, how much more us? Even in famine, Isaac was expanding, increasing. That a nation came to meet him. Lord, bakutu prakata yakata. Jesus said, they are not compared to us. The greatest of them is not compared to us. Father, in the name of Jesus, over everybody hearing me, because we have heard this message and we know that the reason for blessing us is not for us alone. I decree, sitting under the office, under the call of this ministry, I proclaim and decree, the next 19 days shall be 19 days of wonders. Kalibro to Sata.